laugh. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
Well, hello there. Hi, Kelly K.
Hello.
Welcome to Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras. I figured we'd play a little calypso, a little feeling warm sort of music, because everything is snow covered and cold outside. So I don't know if this gets you in a warm feeling or not. But yeah, how are you?
Super. How are you? How was the drive in, Sparky?
For the most part, once you get inside the water, I shouldn't even say that. As you get closer to downtown, it gets better.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah, but the Watterson was completely snow covered, and there are grooves, and so you got to be careful, like if you're switching lanes and all that stuff. And then, you know, there are just a lot of side streets and everything that, you know, even though they've been plowed, snowed on top of it, and so there's more snow. So nothing's really.
What about salt trucks?
Yeah,
any salt trucks?
Yeah, I saw those out, but you know, there's still 5 inches of snow, I think, is the total of what we got. Now, we didn't get the 12 inches that had been forecasted, which is fine. I don't think this city can handle 12 inches.
Yeah, I'd prefer for us not to have 12 inches. Mm-hmm. So, yay for us.
But I will say that my daughters were a little perturbed when it was like everybody was like, 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock yesterday.
Here it comes.
It was 1 o'clock. Here we go. And then, you know, it's like they look at their clock. It's 1 o'clock. They look outside. There's nothing. Okay, 3 o'clock.
But, you know,
3 o'clock.
Listen, the ice was enough.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, I thought, okay, it was mid afternoon. I said, okay, I'm going to take my daughter over to a neighbor's house just on the other side of the neighborhood. For a little play date. I'll beat it before it starts to get too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. I'd turn around.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
like I almost slid off into somebody's yard. It was bad.
Be careful if you have to be out this morning because it is slick. And like I said, you get those ruts on the highways where cars go, and it makes it difficult to like switch lanes and stuff like that. So. All right. Well, we've got a bunch of stuff to get to here this morning. New phone tap for you. We've got a couple follow-ups from some group therapies from last week to get to. One was, remember when we had to try to reach out, or I'm sorry, when we tried to write a Valentine for a woman who wanted to be more than just friends with a guy?
Yeah. And then we kind of came up with maybe a plan
mm-hmm.
where she could dip her toe in the water and not necessarily put her feelings out there until she found out he would be reciprocal with mm-hmm. that.
Yeah. We got to.
So I'm hoping she took our advice.
We have an update.
Okay.
For
how
you.
Are we getting so blessed, by the way, with all of these updates when before we're like, we never got this kind of closure?
Well,
we're
getting
a lot of closure.
Well,
I think,
you know, all it takes is one. And then people are like, oh, yeah,
like, okay.
All right, we'll give you some feedback on what happened, how your advice did. And then we also have an update for you on the work wife situation. Do you recall last week when she discovered some roses had been sent to her husband's work wife? And he was like,
they're red roses.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, you know, it's just my work wife, whatever. Don't think too much of it. And she was just like, women's intuition. I'm just like, she's like, talk me off the edge. And so
she was perturbed. And we were kind of like, well, maybe we need to wait and see what she gets for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, we got an update on that, too. So we got a bunch of stuff to get to here this morning. It is Fat Tuesday. So what does that mean? That means, you know, you go and you eat a bunch of food. You drink a lot of stuff. And you have fun today, because if you're Catholic, then Lent starts tomorrow with Ash Wednesday. So that's the whole reason there is Fat Tuesday. So, all right, we'll get started here on 99.7 DJX. We've got your feel-good stories throughout the morning as well. So, bunch of stuff. All right, feel-good stories. Do this every single hour. Kelly K.
So this is kind of a story of somebody going above and beyond. In Portland, Oregon, there's a TSA agent, Martin Rios. He's kind of getting praise after how he decided to help out a family who ended up in the wrong destination.
Oh, gosh.
So Martin was called over to help with Spanish translations for a confused family at the airport, and he figured out that the family's travel agent had accidentally booked them on a flight to Portland, Oregon, when they wanted to go to Portland, Maine.
Oh my gosh, completely opposite ends of the country.
Absolutely, 3,000 miles away. So then he realized that they were kind of low on finances, so we ended up paying for their tickets to get to Portland, Maine.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Super generous. And his bosses say, you know, it's kind of like the kind of guy he is. He's always got a smile on his face, always willing to help other people. And there you go. It's totally Martin.
Look at that.
Yeah. Really cool. So not only did he help figure out the situation, but bought him tickets.
Wow. I mean, that is a feel good. That's awesome.
Yeah, there's not many people that would actually end up going that far and, you know, buying a family tickets to another destination. I'm sure it wasn't cheap. So we'll tweet out that story. You can read the whole thing at Ben and Kelly Show.
Did you see where, speaking of, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's daughter North went viral last week for painting this like Bob Ross-esque sort of landscape?
It's amazing.
I know.
And a lot of people didn't believe that she actually did it.
Right. And you saw the memes of like people posting like a picture of the Mona Lisa next to them going, look at what my dog just did. And, you know, stuff like that. And you know, obviously Kim, she lashed out. She's like, listen, this is really my kid. This is really what happened. You know,
actually, it was the daughter of her art teacher who kind of said, no. This is real. She did that. And here was what I did when I was 7.
Mm-hmm. So now the Bob Ross Museum, the Bob Ross Experience is like reaching out and saying, hey, you can come. You can take a look. If painting seems to be your thing, you can see everything that the Bob Ross Experience, a little museum that housed the original studio that you've seen that. So many times on PBS, The Joy of Painting. So no word on whether, you know, North will take them up on the offer to go and
tour. Oh, they totally
tour.
Should. Where all the happy little trees were created. I mean, how amazing would that be?
Right. So I don't know if you saw the picture, but yeah, I mean, their daughter, by the way, is adorable. North is absolutely adorable.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
So. They're really pretty kids.
This setting the bar story is a love story at its root. Okay, so just keep that in mind.
Okay, they had the best of intentions.
Yeah, this is the engagement story of Joe Brown and his girlfriend. And also the story of Marcus Brown and his girlfriend.
Okay.
Try to keep up. So Joe Brown had dated his girlfriend since 2015. And when time came, when the time was right, he got down on one knee and popped the question.
So romantic.
Mm-hmm. Now, pause. Marcus Brown. Marcus Brown had been dating his girlfriend since 2016. And again, like Joe Brown, when the time was right, got down on one knee and popped the question. There is one problem here. Several problems here. Joe Brown and Marcus Brown are actually the same person. And
I'm sorry, back the truck up. What?
His name.
I was thinking all along they were like brothers or something. Nope.
Same person. 48-year-old Joseph Davis. So here's your setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing your girlfriend's ring to propose to another woman, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
So this all came about when Joe Brown, who was dating his girlfriend since 2015, remember that, and he popped the question, she started doing a little Facebook sleuthing and then discovered Marcus Brown and this other woman, and then, hang on a second. She's wearing rings that were from my previous marriage.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. So he stole the wedding bands and the engagement ring from his girlfriend slash fiance to propose to another woman.
Oh, wow. And so Holy cow.
And so then they got together because she reached out to girlfriend number two and said, hey,
something interesting. I think you should probably know.
This is kind of random.
This is a crazy coincidence.
Yeah. And so then they got together and then, oh, lo and behold, figured out that not only the rings, but about $6,200 worth of other property he had actually stolen from her.
Oh, big long rap sheet.
Yep. Okay. And he has then a hefty other rap sheet as well. So Joseph Davis wasn't actually Joe Brown, wasn't actually Marcus Brown. He is just a 48-year-old felon.
Well, he got the Joe part right.
Okay, he did. You're right. He did.
Okay.
He did.
Wow. So I just want to know, at what point in this whole saga did Joe think, you know what? I can pull this off. I can marry both of these women. They're never going to know.
Never going to know.
Well, who is the guy, the sheriff in, what was it, Texas? What
yeah.
was his name?
Yeah, yeah, he did. He did something similar. Now
he had at least 15 women. This guy only had two.
Yeah, he had two. He had been seeing them for over 5 years each. So he had been carrying this on for a while.
Wow.
Yeah, so
that had to have gotten exhausting.
You know, you got
to try to keep that kind of thing. I mean, you have to be detail-oriented, mm-hmm. really keeping your schedule straight.
Mm-hmm. And remember that you are Joe with one woman and Marcus with the other.
It's so tough.
I know. So again,
I'm not gonna have to worry about it.
Keep in mind,
I'm gonna be spending some time behind bars.
This is a love story at its root.
Yeah, I think we're kind of far off that base at this point now.
But again, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing girlfriend number one's rings to propose to girlfriend number two, then you're doing okay.
Having fake names for both women and stealing stuff along the way.
Yep, and a slew of other problems, then you're doing okay.
Okay.
That is
really good note.
Setting the bar. Kelly, tell me that you have caught yourself up on WandaVision.
Nope.
Oh, Kelly, you're killing me.
No, sorry.
You're killing me. No. You're the Marvel person.
Listen, you can't yell at me when you spent all those years like I wanted to talk to you about Endgame and you were all like, nah, I'll get to it eventually. And you weren't even like on my level of excitement with that either. So you can't come at me with WandaVision right now and your disappointment. You can't.
No, that'd be different. That'd be like if you were like, hey, I just saw the brand new Bourne Identity movie that's out in your boyfriend, Matt Damon. And I'm like, nah. Didn't see it. Not gonna see it. No, this is completely different. Like, you're in the Marvel universe. This is something. But anyways, WandaVision on Disney Plus, for those of you who don't know, I am not a Marvel person. It has captivated me, even though I don't know anything about the Marvel universe. And to the point where one of my wife's coworkers is like getting on her because he's like, you've got to watch the rest of the Marvel movies because it makes references to characters and the storylines that you're not going to understand. And
yeah, see, that's what I don't understand. It's like how you're so captivated with this, but yet you have been like bleh when it comes to the rest of the Marvel universe.
I have turned into bleh because over the years, but it was just one of those things that I just never got into, and then all of a sudden it's like, you know, procrastination and putting off things. And all of a sudden it's like, all right, now all of a sudden I've got to watch 18 movies. Like, who has time for that? So anyways,
you do, you're going to have to do it.
WandaVision though is, and so you said you got through about 15 minutes of the first episode, right?
Yeah. And then I bailed. It was too weird. Well, my son was just like, see, he didn't get the whole 50 style TV show thing that was happening. And mm-hmm. he was like, eh, because I mean, he's all about the Marvel universe. So, you know, we were watching it together, and
yeah.
We both were just kind of like, eh, it's a little weird. I don't understand this.
So I don't want to give you too much, but you have to power through that first episode, and then as you start to like, as the episode ends, it gives you a peek at what it's all about, and then you're like, oh.
And where it fits, that's the thing. I think it was like, where does this fit in the whole universe?
Well, see, I have no idea where it fits in the whole universe. I really don't. Actually, no. They do give you time references and where they say so-and-so, you know, killed so-and-so. And so you're like, oh, okay, so I know that this. But it doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, because I haven't seen any of the movies. But the whole Bewitched vibe of that first episode is a very 50s Bewitched sort of vibe. It just know that with each episode there are different themes of sitcoms. Family ties is represented. And then just with this latest one, Malcolm in the Middle was represented, and the theme song was fantastic. Yeah, so I will say,
I don't know how to feel right now.
As a non-Marvel person, this show has got me wrapped around its finger. So,
well, I won't be satisfied until you start really digging in and appreciating the rest of the Marvel Universe, which does not include Mallrats.
Well, for one, Stan Lee is in Mallrats, and it's fantastic. And for two, I've seen Spider-Man, and is Spider-Man not in the Marvel Universe? Yes, it is. Thank you very much. So
certain Spider-Man movies, certain ones.
Anyways,
Tom Holland.
I am now open to the idea of starting down the path of the Marvel Universe.
Then we can talk.
Only because, but you've got to, I think I'm just saying this as a friend to a friend, Kelly, I think you would like this because you're so into it, but you just got to get through that first episode and then it'll start to reveal itself as you go deeper and deeper in each episode. And it really is cool. The whole storyline and Wanda is an Olsen. She's the sister's.
Yeah, no, I know.
She's the sister of the Olsen twins, and she's fantastic.
We've known this.
She is fantastic.
We've all known this.
Well, I didn't know this. I mean, this is all just so brand new to me.
She's
so fun.
Been in the Marvel Universe for a while now.
Oh, has she really? I didn't know.
Oh my god!
I didn't know. I was like, wow, that's an Olsen.
Her husband's Vision. Okay. He's also been in the Marvel Universe for a long time. Are you aware of that?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, no. I mean, no, I didn't know before, but now I do. Now that I'm watching WandaVision,
okay.
I did know that. So
hard to listen to you talk about anything in the Marvel Universe.
So if you haven't seen it already, I would highly recommend, from a non-Marvel Universe sort of person, WandaVision there. It's Dua Lipa. If you ever wanted to know what music pays for someone like DaBaby, you know, Levitating was on Dua Lipa's album before. But then when she released the single, she asked DaBaby to do a feature on that single. And, you know, there it is. And it's the one that you hear, right? So back when DaBaby was just getting started, he was like, yeah, $5,000, I'll do a feature on your album or on your song.
Nah. And I guess he writes it and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. He'll write it. He'll rap it, obviously. Now, he's like, you know what? $300,000.
Oh, wow.
So you know, that's just a, you know, so if he does, I think the example was in 2020, the features that he did, if he was just charging $5,000, he would have made about $150,000, but $9 million if he was charging the $300,000 a pop. So either way you slice it, you know, he's doing okay.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, either way.
And then I have to sit there and listen to an entire, because most songs are what, 3 minutes?
Yeah.
3.5 minutes?
Sure.
And then you're going to get like what, a 20 second slice of that?
Yeah, maybe 20, 30 second slice. Yeah, you're right.
Do you sit there and say, listen, for my 20 seconds of hard work, I'm going to need $300,000. It just, when you say it like that, it's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, he's putting his name on the record, and I think if you've got the clout that DaBaby has, then you're assuming that it's going to sell more, you know, singles and downloads and streams and stuff like that.
I got it. Do we need to be charging more for stuff we do?
Ours is free.
We don't even get paid anytime you hear us in little promos. That's free.
No, I know. It's all free. So,
dang. You know. But we need better agents.
Listen, you get what you pay for, right? coming up next, it is a feel-good story.
Yeah, big kudos need to be sent over to the Kentucky Humane Society. They're going above and beyond over there. We'll tell you how and why coming up.
All right, AJR first. It's 99.7 EJX. Do this every single morning throughout. It's Kelly K.
So the weather kind of created this feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Six staffers at the Kentucky Humane Society volunteered to have a sleepover there to ensure that over 70 animals that were there would be fed and taken care of. Oh. You know, they didn't want to be in the situation where, like, nobody could make their way
in. Okay.
So to make sure that didn't happen, six of them decided to have a little sleepover, shared a little picture on social media, and then there's 123 animals that are in foster homes being taken care of. So a lot of people kind of coming together to help out the animals in the harsh weather.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't thinking like, oh, you know, I guess I was originally thinking, oh, yeah, I mean, don't they normally, you know, the animals stay in there, you know, overnight? But it's not that. It's coming in the next morning that was going to be the issue. I get it.
Yeah, they had over 70 that do stay at the shelter, and then usually there's nobody that actually stays there, sleeps there.
Mm-hmm, right.
But they did last night, six of them. They looked really cute. We shared the post on Facebook at 99.7 DJX.
All right, cool.
Check it out.
Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Still to come this hour, remember when we helped a listener, like, toss the line to a friend for Valentine's Day to kind of say, hey, you want to be more than just friends?
I think we kind of left it, like, I suggested let's dip the toe in by maybe sending someone else to kind of, like, toss it out. Hey, you guys are friends. Have you ever considered dating? And then see what he says.
Yeah.
And if he tells a third party, yeah, I'd be open to it, then she
make
could,
a move.
You know, suggest it. Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right. Well, we have a follow-up. All right, how it all went, still to come this hour. Before that, though, brand new phone tap.
I don't want to seem, you know, uncooperative or anything like that, but this seems a bit excessive.
Mm. Yeah.
It usually is.
When William Hassenpepper is your HR, it is a bit excessive.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So Kim wrote to us. She said, are you guys still looking for people to prank with a phone tap?
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend does software coding from home for a company that's located in another city. He's always complaining about how isolated he feels from his coworkers because they're in the home office like 1,000 miles away. He rarely talks to anybody in the company, so maybe you could have a little fun with that. What do you think?
Okay. Well, Kim, William Hassenpepper is going to be in HR for this. And he has some new COVID protocols that he needs to make sure Greg understands.
I have a prediction. They're going to be excessive.
All right. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, is this Greg?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, Greg, hey, I don't know if we've spoken before. William Hassenpepper calling from Human Resources.
Oh, hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, that's great.
All right, wonderful. So the reason I'm calling, Greg, did you get the email today about the new COVID protocols that we're enacting?
I don't think so. Let me check. Let me look.
All right, you check.
No, I don't see it.
Oh, okay, I'll resend it. Well, we're just instituting some safety measures here in the central office, and according to regulations, our remote workers like you will need to follow the same guidelines.
Oh, okay. I have to follow the guidelines in my own house.
That's right, Greg. But we have OSHA rules and CDC rules and a bunch of state and city mandates we got to follow. So I guess if it keeps the virus away, it's all good. Am I right, Greg?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I've gone this long without getting sick.
So here in the office, we're doing temperature checks on all employees as they come in. Well, I'd like you to do the same.
You want me to take my own temperature?
That's right. Each morning before you start work, just check your temperature and send that number in an email to the HR department right here. And we'll keep it on file along with everyone else's.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I could do that.
And any temperature over 100.4 means you got to stay home.
Right, but I'm already home.
Listen, also we have a strict mask policy for employees, and we're going to ask you to abide by that as well.
What? Are you serious? Even though I'm working, you know, from home, it's just me and my girlfriend. She, you know, she lives there.
Listen, Greg, the mandates we've been given don't specify where people are working. All employees have to follow the guidelines.
Oh, God. So I need to wear a mask.
Yes, but just when you're actually at work.
Okay.
And a face shield.
Come on, really? Are you serious? A face shield? Like, to work at home in my own living room?
Listen, we're all doing it here. Right. I'm actually wearing mine right now. Protected.
Everyone's wearing a face shield and mask?
That's right.
Right now?
That's right. Here in the office, we put these plexiglass screens between people's desks to stop any particle spray. You should be receiving a set of those via UPS tomorrow to put up at your own desk.
Whoa. I don't want to seem, you know, uncooperative or anything like that, but this seems a bit excessive to me, you know, man.
It is.
I mean, you want me to sit here all by myself and wear a mask and a shield? And surrounded by plexiglass, like, to protect me from who? My dog?
Whoa, Greg, now I gotta stop you. You didn't say you had a dog. You know pets aren't allowed in the workplace, right?
Whoa. Oh, wow.
All right, listen, man. I love this company, you know, I like working for this company. It's been hard enough, you know, just working alone at home, but, now you want me to put all of these new rules in play, and you got me, you know, like, man, and the thing is, you're never going to even know if I'm wearing a mask anyway.
Yes.
You're like 8 states away. Like, how would you even know?
So, Greg, you know your company-issued laptop has a camera on it, right?
Sure. I use it for Zoom calls and, you know, stuff like that.
Well, that camera will allow us to watch you and make sure you're following all the protocols.
You can watch me through my computer?
I'm watching you right now, Greg.
Oh, God.
Man, no, you're not. No, you're not. There's no way.
Greg, you're wearing a blue, long-sleeve Star Wars T-shirt. Not really appropriate for the workplace, if I may be honest.
How do you know that? Wait a minute. You're not allowed to spy on me now. Listen,
I only watch for compliance issues. I don't report any of the other things I see you do at your own house. Like, you know, when you're scratching. And stuff like that.
Hey, listen, man. I don't give you any permission at all, you know, to watch me like that. This is ridiculous at this point.
Well, let me ask you, Greg, will you give me permission to use your voice on the radio?
To what? What does that mean?
Greg, hey, it's Ben Davis on 99.7 DJX, and it's a little phone tap.
Oh, man. Wait a minute, man. Yo, you have me gone, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, Greg, you're a good sport, man.
Oh, my God, man. That's what this was, man. Yeah, how do you know the color shirt I was wearing, though? How do you get that?
Oh, yeah. Kim told us all about it. She was in on it. We can't really see you.
Oh, man. That's crazy. Oh, man. You got to be kidding me, man.
Handled that so much better than I would have.
Right.
He's thinking, okay, this is my job. I can't really.
All right.
But oh my gosh.
All right. Well.
Seriously.
Welcome to your phone tap. Thank you, Greg, for being such a great sport. I'm 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So you remember last week we had a listener who reached out to us wanting some help in moving a friendship into a more romance, right?
And yeah, and we, you know, kind of started in one place. We're like, well, hey, why don't you just tell him? But then we kind of came up with the idea that maybe we need to test the waters first. Send someone else to kind of maybe toss the idea out, see how he responds, and then you'll know whether you are safe to tell him about your feelings.
Yeah. I mean, because at first, you know, Kelly and myself, we were both just kind of like, hey, I think you even said something like, you know, hey, let's let's move. You know, we've been friends a long time. How about this weekend? You be my Valentine.
Yeah, and I just said, hey, how about you be my Valentine for real?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to start kissing you now. Something like that. Something along those lines.
I would like to start kissing you that.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, a lot of people reached out and they were like, okay, well, one, let's not do a text or an email. Let's call. Others were just like, hey, just say it. You just got to be like, I guess, take that leap. You know, here's Sarah wrote in the words of Benjamin Mee from We Bought a Zoo. You know, sometimes all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage. Just literally 20 seconds of just embarrassing bravery. So,
yes, know, but then we got a story of somebody who did that and then it didn't work out. Like, ended up just drifting apart. The friendship is gone now. So then we got panicked and we're like, all right, we need to test the waters first before you just toss your heart out there. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So did she follow our advice? Is what I need to know.
So, yeah. So I think the final advice was, okay, get a friend, a mutual friend, to just kind of reach out to him and be like, hey, you know, if you're single on Valentine's Day, have you ever thought about so-and-so? Have you ever thought about her?
Yeah. Almost play like a maybe would be matchmaker role and just see what he says.
Right. Well, we got a response. We got a response from her, which is good. So, find out what she has to say coming up here just after 8 o'clock. I will give you just a small sentence from what she wrote us, all right? She said, after listening to what everyone was saying, I decided against an email, but rather a quick text.
Okay. All right, but okay.
So it's
I'm nervous because I need to know if she tested the waters first.
I know.
Is she just throwing a Hail Mary?
I know. Oh. All right. That update coming up next. So last week, group therapy, there was a listener who reached out and said, hey, I need help in asking one of my friends to be more than just friends, to be more a romantic friend. And so we had a lot of people giving suggestions. We finally landed on, hey, you should probably ask a friend, a mutual friend, to just kind of like dip the toe in and see if there's a mutual sort of attraction from him back to you.
Yeah, just test the waters a little bit before you just toss your heart out there, because we got a cautionary tale from someone that said, hey, I did that. And now we just kind of like faded away because it wasn't reciprocal.
Yeah. Now, she said that she had written out about 100 texts to him and deleted every single one. So that's why she came to us. Well, here's the follow up. She writes back and she says, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's three thank yous. That's good.
Yep. All caps. After listening to what everyone was saying, I decided against an email, but rather a quick text that just said, can I call you?
Okay, that's good, because at first I was thinking, oh, don't text this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. She's calling. Okay, all right.
He replied back right away saying I could, so I called him, and we talked for a while. Then I finally just asked him what his plans were this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And when he said he didn't have any, I told him, great.
Oh, this is her open door.
Because I had a bottle of wine that was about to expire, so I'd need him to come over and help me finish it.
Wine, that is good. Wine, that is good.
What a line.
That was a really good line. And we didn't even give it to her.
No, we didn't. Yep. She went on and said, he said that sounded perfect.
Ooh, he said perfect, not like, okay.
Right.
All right, I guess. He said perfect. Ooh, this is good.
So she finishes, she says, so Saturday night turned into Sunday morning, and I think we just had our first Valentine's Day as a couple.
Look at that. Give her the anthem.
Oh, wow.
Give her the anthem.
Absolutely, she deserves it.
Dang. She's so bold. Oh, kudos.
You know,
I mean, she deserves a standing O. That was bravery on another level.
Good for her.
The wine helps. That's great.
Good for her. And you know what? And sometimes it sounds like he was obviously thinking the same thing. But
yes. But, I mean, they were going to be on the same page, and that is why this worked.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, I'm so happy to hear that because I was just really nervous that he wasn't going to be on the same page. And then they were just going to be like, okay, stepping away awkwardly.
Yep, yep.
Oh, this is good news.
What a finish. What a
great. That's great.
I like it. All right, well.
It was short, sweet, to the point. But it took me on a roller coaster of emotions.
It did. I love that she, you know what? She's not kissing and telling. But I love.
Wait a second.
I loved that last sentence.
I feel like we got to switch up the music a little bit. She gets two anthems.
She gets
that one.
And. So Saturday night turned into Sunday morning. Yeah, I caught that too. She didn't say it, but she said it.
Yep.
She didn't say it, but she said it.
Oh,
good for you.
Sassy.
Good for
and
you.
We like it.
We do. Good for you.
That's
all right.
Great.
Well,
I love love.
Yep. Thank you for following back up with us on the group therapy there. We appreciate it. I will say that is 100% what we wanted to have happen.
Oh, yes. 100%. Yes. Did I think it was going to happen?
No.
I got to be honest. I had my doubts.
I was worried. I was like, even if you take our advice, I'm still worried.
I didn't want to be responsible for breaking her heart.
I know. So great. Wonderful. So you can see the original, and then we'll have the follow-up posted very shortly for you at WDJX.com. Click listen. So you can hear both. And yeah, you can give her a little fist pump there and be like, yeah, you go, girl. Way to go.
Yeah, I want to be invited to the wedding.
Yeah, not to be too presumptuous. My gosh. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. 14 outside. It's cold.
That's cold.
I saw a stat that said we haven't been above freezing since February 9th. So, it's not going to look like we're going to get there today either. High only 22, according to Wave 3 News storm tracking team. Roads, not very good. I got to be honest. So if you've got to be out, make sure you leave early. You give yourself a little bit of time to get where you're going. You don't, tailgate. You follow too close to the car in front of you. And, you know,
it's just icy. It's really icy.
Yeah. Icy.
It's snowy and icy.
Yep. Yep. And, you know, this reminds me of, like, what was it? Probably 5 years ago when we had another, like our last really big President's Day sort of storm. I feel like we always get that President's Day storm. But it was like 5 years ago when we had the big yellow Hummer. And that was the morning.
One of the many in the fleet that you damaged.
That was the morning I wrecked the Hummer on the way in when, you know, it's supposed to have.
Oh.
Four-wheel drive, but I was just turning. I was changing lanes. That's all I was doing. But, like, you know, because there are ruts, there are those grooves in the road. You got to be careful when you're changing lanes not to go too fast. I wasn't even going that fast. I was only going like 35 miles an hour, but I wound up.
But big Hummers can slide real far.
Yep, and I ended up spinning around and hitting the side of the freeway. So, yeah.
That is not good. Glad you're okay, Sparky. But what is our insurance premiums? What are those like at the station? Because we've had like one, two, three that I remember.
It's been a while, Kelly, since I've...
Oh, okay.
It's been a while, all right?
But I feel like the premium may have gone up.
But I'm saying...
Because of the Ben Davis factor.
I know. I'm just telling you this example to be an example of what not to do, of how not to...
We appreciate that.
...drive in this snowy weather. All right, coming up next, your feel-good story of the hour.
Yeah, we got to get to a feel-good, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got to counteract that. It's the yin, the yang, the balance that we're looking for.
Yes.
And we are... You know what? This is another follow-up. We're kind of in follow-up mode right now. We got to check back in with Gorilla Glue Girl.
I mean, we
know that she's free of the Gorilla
Glue.
All right. We know that part.
All right.
Like a Beverly Hills surgeon freed her. She's now back to normal. All good things. But there is still more to talk about.
All right. All right. Get to that. Olivia Rodrigo first. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So we know Tesca Brown, maybe better, as Gorilla Glue Girl.
Right.
She, for over a month, had Gorilla Glue spray adhesive stuck in her hair when she thought it would be fine to substitute a hairspray for that.
Right.
Didn't work out well.
No.
After it went viral online, GoFundMe was set up. to try to raise money. Mm-hmm. She ended up being flown to Beverly Hills for free. A surgeon in a 4-hour procedure was able to get it all out.
Okay.
We know all that. Well, the GoFundMe raised almost $24,000.
Oh, wow.
So now that all that's over, she's donating most of that through, like, she got like 1,400 donations to a charity started by the surgeon who treated her for free.
Oh, that's cool.
So he's got a foundation that helps get reconstructive surgery for people in need overseas. Mm-hmm. She wanted to pay it forward. That said, she is also setting up a line of merch. It's TeskaMerch.com.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And she's got t-shirts, hoodies, and sweatpants. Like when she came back from Beverly Hills, she was wearing like a shirt with her face on it.
Oh, she already had the merch. Like,
she had it ready to go.
I mean, you got to strike while the iron's hot, and she is doing
absolutely
that. Because
it's called Bonded for Life.
Uh-huh.
$28 t-shirts, $50 sweatshirts, $45 sweatpants.
All right.
There you go.
Wow.
Well, so if you want the whole outfit, you want to go all in, about $123.
Okay. I mean, because she's doing it right. After like learning her lesson, she's giving she's giving back. But then she also realizes that this fame is
a moment.
Fleeting. And so I'm gonna cash in while I can and get it.
Because you know people will buy it.
I know. Yeah.
There are people that will buy it.
Sure.
Yep. So there you go. We've got it online. If you'd like to see it, WDJX.com. Check it out.
All right. There you go. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. Coming up. So we just got the follow-up of the listener who had reached out and said, hey, will you set me up with my friend to be a lover? And that turned out very well.
Yes, we're happy. This is a really good feel-good lane to be in.
That's right.
Are you about to ruin it?
Well, can it be two for two?
I feel like it can be. I'm feeling good about it.
Because we do also have another follow-up we have to get to from a group therapy last week regarding the roses and the work wife. Okay?
So much closure today.
I know. I like this. So that is coming up.
Hashtag blessed.
Will it go two for two in the feel good? All right. Group therapy last week. Remember, she had found out her husband gave his work wife roses for Valentine's Day. Had
red
them,
roses.
Yep. Sent to her. And yes. You have to. The color
very
is
very important.
Very key here. Yes.
Yes.
And she wrote us and she was kind of freaking out. She was like, hey, talk me off the ledge here because this isn't sitting well. And she never really suspected anything before. And he even told her she had nothing to worry about and admitted it right away. It was like, yeah, these are flowers for my work wife, you know, whatever.
Here's the thing. We didn't know what she was getting for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. So we got a follow up. She writes, hey guys, I wanted to follow up with you. I should have known something was up on Saturday afternoon.
Uh-oh.
When my husband told me he had to go into work for a few hours. He will typically go into work on a Saturday, about twice a month. But after hearing your listeners, this put me on alert. But I was still trying to convince myself that maybe he was planning something for Valentine's Day and needed to be alone. He got home a few hours later and everything was, quote, normal. I was beating myself up inside over feeling guilty for mentally accusing him of doing something with his work wife when I didn't know for sure. Then, on Valentine's Day, he got up, made me breakfast, and gave me a card with chocolates.
Hang on. Let's pause. Work wife gets red roses. She knows that. He knows she knows that. And she gets breakfast, chocolates, and a card?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Mm. She goes on and says, that was it. I flat out told him. So you gave your work wife a dozen red roses and me a card with chocolates. I'm assuming when she actually said it to him, she put the air quotes around work wife.
Oh, yeah. And I think her head was bobbing like this. I think probably she was probably a little bit more. She was using a strong tone. Yeah. I'm guessing she was using a strong tone.
She continues. He acted like he didn't know what I was getting at.
Seriously?
So then I just asked him if he was seeing this woman from his office. He got really quiet. Flushed in the face.
Oh, wow.
And then started to cry.
Oh, wow.
That's when I knew.
Oh, gosh.
Found out he had been seeing her for about a year. Has been trying to stop, but it just kept spinning out of control for him.
My heart is breaking for her right now.
She says, I don't know what we're going to do, but I want to thank you for helping me see what was happening. I have a good support system, so I'll get through this. Again, thank you. Dang. I mean, did her original message to us was... I mean, it was like a woman's intuition right there. Like, like her original message to us was like, hey, talk me off the ledge because something ain't sitting right.
Yeah, something feels wrong. Something feels off. Turns out she was right. Oh, gosh, a year. I mean, did it indicate that they were going to try? Because it sounds like he's remorseful.
Mm-hmm.
He's been battling with this. Does it sound like they're going to try?
I don't know. I mean, that's all she had written. So,
Wow.
You know, she just says she has a good support system and she'll get through this. But it's like I don't know. That sucks.
That's one of the worst ways and time to find out Valentine's
Day. On Valentine's Day.
That's not good. That is not a good Valentine's Day.
Okay. Well, I guess we were one for two when it came
with. One for two. Happy follow-up. Closure.
But I do feel better knowing that she had come to us and said, hey, talk me off the ledge. And then, you know, after talking about her situation, it kind of opened her eyes and maybe she was able to then fully address what she kind of knew what was happening.
Well, she's not living a lie anymore.
Right.
And I guess
right.
that part is good, and they can figure out where they're going to go from here.
All right.
But, that's tough. Yeah. That's so hard.
But, again, thank you for reaching out to us, and thank you for the follow-up, because I know that was probably tough to but maybe even therapeutic to write that all out, you know? So,
my heart just breaks for her.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's group therapy.
Okay. That's okay. All right. Thanks. Now I'm awkward.
Remember me telling you last week how nervous I was about my daughters taking their driving test, their road test for their driver's license? Well, Friday, they were able to take their test. They passed flying colors. It was a relief, I think, for all of us.
Everybody involved.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, like, I felt like they should have gotten extra credit points from the driving instructor for them driving a 5-speed manual transmission in the 1999 Volkswagen Jetta. But they didn't.
In an inclement weather too. I mean, it wasn't the best road conditions. They had a lot of
there was a lot of ice
working against them.
Yeah, there was a lot of ice still happening there on Friday. But yeah, they were so relieved to take and pass their road test. And man,
so wait a second. You're telling me that the instructor got in the 99 Jetta,
mm-hmm.
and that's the car that they took the test in? Really? Yeah,
absolutely. And so it's funny because
that's great. That car has personality,
especially now that they got their hands on it. Because when it was just my car, I didn't do anything to it, you know, on the inside.
It has something happening on the roof,
but
doesn't
when
it? There's tassels.
Yes, but when they got a hold of it, they hung multicolored scarves on the roof of the car. And
because the lining was kind of hanging down,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and so
that's how they decided to dress that up.
They dressed it up that way, and they put some stickers on the inside of the car too. So they've completely tricked the inside of this car out to make it look like what you would imagine the Scooby-Doo mystery car. Machine.
Oh yeah,
maybe would look like, right, for sure.
Okay,
and so they took that and I am now living in the benefits of that already, where it's like, hey, ahead of this storm, we're gonna need you to go to the grocery store and get some stuff for us. Here's the list. And so, you know, when they get back, they're like, oh man, it was crazy there. We had to stand in line for so long.
Oh, like, yeah.
Welcome to it.
I was in the grocery line for 45 minutes over the weekend.
Yep. Welcome to
that
it.
That was fun.
The popularity of Framing Britney Spears, Netflix came out and said, well, you know what? We can do one too. And so they are going to be releasing one. It doesn't currently have an air date just yet. But then, you know, after Framing Britney Spears aired, and which, you know, you caught that over the weekend, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And it was eye-opening. I think a lot of people that have been seeing this are really reflecting on, you know, what they thought about her back mm-hmm. when all this was going on, back in, like, was it 2007?
Yeah.
Or like 2009, all those, that whole turbulent time of her life, and that kind of turned her into the punchline for tons of jokes.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people now are really feeling bad about that. I know Perez Hilton uh-huh. is feeling bad about how he treated her back then. And just the whole way that, you know, the media and the yes. coverage of her contributed to her downfall.
Yeah. So I think eye-opening is a great way to describe that. So, yeah, Netflix is saying that they're going to jump in and do one as well. And then, you know, as, you know, Kelly said, Britney Spears herself may be in the works to kind of tell her own story, so to speak. So,
well, you know, and her getting on like Instagram and her social media was kind of like her way to, mm-hmm. you know, tell you how she's doing in her own words. You know, sometimes that's been a little
right.
bizarre and whatnot. But I think the biggest thing that came out of this documentary is just how powerful the media is in, you know, driving a narrative, mm-hmm. you know, telling the story and what they want you to think about it.
Something to think about for sure. It is 9:46 here at 99.7 DJX. Gonna be cold today, cold tomorrow, cold Thursday. There is another storm so bringing snow into the metro tomorrow night and into Thursday. So if you like this stuff, well, then you're in luck because it's gonna stick around, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team there. All right, so, man, we had a couple updates today. We said we were one for two on this.
Yeah, one was good, one was...
I mean, maybe it was...
I can't say that I was surprised.
Yeah, but maybe it will turn out to be good, you know?
Yeah, I think it's better that she knows.
Mm-hmm. So if you... We're following along some arcing storylines on the show from last week where, you know, just on Friday, we had a listener reach out and say, hey, I have been friends with a guy for a long time. I just want to reach out to him and say, now that we're both single, hey, let's try this, you know, romantically. And she was
she was thinking Valentine's Day would be a perfect time to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Shot her shot and worked out. I'm just going to say.
It worked out really well.
Worked out.
And you can hear that entire thing. Mm-hmm. The podcast is up.
The other story, you know, from a listener who had reached out to us last week, and she was like, hey, I saw on my husband's credit card statement some roses that were mailed to his, quote, work wife.
Red roses.
Yep. Confronted him on it. He admitted. He was like, yeah, it's just my work wife. Don't worry about it, you know. And she was
no
like,
big deal.
It wasn't sitting well with me and, you know, talked me off the ledge. Well, the update came and let's just say a woman's intuition is should never be ignored.
She was spot on.
Yeah, should never be ignored.
And you can hear the entire thing, how that unfolded. Mm-hmm. That podcast is up as well.
There you go. WDJX.com. Click listen if you missed anything. Other than that, stay safe, stay bundled up, wear two layers of socks and put your jammies on and it'll be good. You know, you can work from home like that. It'll be all good.
I think we all have figured out how to work from home at this point.
That's right. That's right.
That's the one, I guess, good thing that's come out of the pandemic is we figured out how to make it work at home.
That's right. So snuggle in, you know, keep DJX on as a background company there for you. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.